The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka and Manisha Tank with you. Take it back to the year 1st October 1949. Mao Zedong, or known as Chairman Mao, announced the formation of the People's Republic of China after communist forces won a bloody civil war.
Well, today marks 70 years on from that day, and celebrations are set to get underway with a military parade, which is expected to show off new weapons, including an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States.
That is a scary thought. There's also going to be a speech from President Xi Jinping.
Yes, but all of this is happening at a time when China is, of course, facing both economic and geopolitical issues, and by extension, so are many of the rest of us.
That's for sure. Well, joining us on the line to give us a sense of the atmosphere there is Dr. Oh A. Sun, Senior Fellow, Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Dr. Oh, good morning. You are on your way to Tiananmen Square. In fact, you're walking there right now. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I think it's indeed a very spectacular day. Yeah, I'm walking actually through the Grand Palace in order to reach the Tiananmen Square, because they had us do security check at the north side of the Grand Palace and then walk through the whole Grand Palace in order to reach Tiananmen Square. So, yeah, it's quite a walk. They say it's going to be about 40 minutes, and I'm about halfway through it, yeah.
Okay, I think you'll be able to reach there in time. Is it a bit of a lockdown situation where security is concerned? I mean, like, is it a long process to ensure that, you know, you're all good to go through?
The most central part of Beijing is essentially locked down.
Wow.
Because, well, it is for security concerns, and then there are all these vehicles as well as groups of soldiers, for example, who have to march through. So, yeah, it is a lockdown for the moment.
Dr. Oh, it's Manisha here. I wondered, what's the sense that you're getting? What's the feeling that you're getting from the people around you? And what does it look like? Are you sort of surrounded? I imagine a scenario where you're surrounded by huge red banners and a lot of sort of paraphernalia of celebration.
Well, I am surrounded actually by a lot of overseas Chinese such as myself, as well as Chinese expats. So especially for the Chinese expats, these are people who immigrated from China to the overseas. There are a lot of them in Singapore, for example. For them, I think they would feel extremely proud of their motherland. For us, well, it's our ancestral motherland. So we hope that our big neighbor would have time today as well as have a good time with us in the future, of course.
Dr. Oh, the Communist Party's achievements are set to be highlighted in today's parade. Could you give us a sense of what we would expect in terms of the achievements that they want to put on show?
This is a country whereby the party organs are even higher than the state organs. We had a pre-taste of it yesterday, whereby we were giving briefings by so-called experts on China's achievements since 1949. But what it turns out was, of course, most of these achievements are sort of put under the communist leadership. You know, it's only because of the communist leadership that China was able to achieve this and that. And then today you will see all these wonderful achievements. They're all...
We're on the line with Dr. Oh A. Sun, who is a senior fellow at Singapore Institute of International Affairs. He's on his way to Tiananmen Square, walking there as we speak. Dr. Oh, you were talking to us about the achievements that are going to be highlighted in the parade today.
There are all this, in addition to the military vehicles, the military weaponries and so on. Of course, there would be also groups of people, groups of industrialists, groups of all this showcasing the achievements of China, but always under the banner of the able leadership of the Communist Party here.
Yeah, Dr. Oh, speaking of able leadership, let's talk about President Xi Jinping. He'll be making a speech. Do you know what we can expect from that?
Well, typically in an occasion such as this, number one is to highlight again the Communist Party's leadership. Number two is also to, in a sense, send a signal of, on the one hand, peace, but on the other hand, strength as well to the whole world. And this is especially poignant nowadays because of China's economic achievements, as you mentioned just now, but also due to their Belt and Road Initiative, for example, whereby, supposedly the neighboring countries will be able to enjoy some of these fruits of China's achievements as well.
Doctor, how much of it is a reaction? I know it's a sensitive topic, but a reaction to the geopolitical issues, perhaps a reaction to all the unrest that's happening in Hong Kong. President Xi has maintained last night that they will stick to the one nation, two systems principle that they have in place.
Well, last night was actually the state banquet. Tonight there'll be some fireworks display and then some performance and so on. So I was there in the Great Hall of the People. I think while, they don't lose sight of what is happening in Hong Kong, but really for them, it's not like yesteryears, whereby Hong Kong's achievement itself is comparable to China. Nowadays, even Shenzhen is surpassing China. So while it is a cause for concern, it's certainly not as prominent on the central government's radar screen as before. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Oh, just because you're going to be in the thick of it today, what do you think will be the highlight for you of these celebrations?
I think indeed a lot of us are looking forward to the more sophisticated weaponry.
And do you think with regard to trade negotiations continuing next week, perhaps the U.S. is going to be keeping a close eye? Have you heard anything with regard to President Donald Trump perhaps giving words to President Xi Jinping?
Well, usually they will send congratulatory message, but exactly what it is, I'm not, of course, privy to that. As we speak, going through another security.
Yeah, we can hear some noise in the background. I guess they're taking the security very, very seriously.
They do. You can hear the guards yelling at my background.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't want to get you into trouble. Dr. Oh Hei Sun, Senior Fellow, Singapore Institute of International Affairs, walking to Tiananmen Square right now. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.